I'm very uncomfortable out there with everything. I'm just trying. It's just the way it is. You know, once you get comfortable with what's going on, that's when you start to scale it back. You know, I'm trying to pick it up a notch.
You look pretty comfortable.
I'm just a comfy looking person. I didn't know we could leave tonight, but it kind of messed up my day. Messed up my biological clock. You know, I woke up this morning, you know, did my stretches. Then Mother Nature came in. It's like, no, Martellus, today you're not practicing in the morning. We're going to practice in the afternoon. So, you know, the fans were, I felt bad for the fans that got up early to come see us practice and they couldn't see it. So, you know, I'm here to get better, but I'm also here to entertain the fans.
It's sunny right now, too.
I'm solar powered, so I like the sun.
So you'd like to get out there right now?
I like to go anytime. Ask everybody. They tell you I'm solar powered. I just feel like a better person when the sun's on my back. Oh, it's pretty fun, man. Anytime Brandon makes a play, me and Al's trying to look at each other like, hey, he's out there. Hey, we can't let him one up us. So everybody's out there fighting to get, you know, we all want to be open. We all want to get the ball. But it's one of those things. We're happy when the other guy makes a play, but we also feel challenged. So it's like if Brandon makes a great catch, we're like, okay, I got to make it. It's my turn. Now, come on, call something for me, coach. Call something for me. I'm going to make a play that outshines the same way. So you got three big guys out there that's not only competing against the defense, but we're trying to outdo each other. I'm super excited about that. The fans have been bringing a great energy to practice, and that's always good because you got these days. They're so long, and we need the fans, you know, to bring the energy for us and pick it up. They're cheering. You know, we do a little extra. Like sometimes I throw the sled to the ground on the side because they like the big roar from the fans. So I enjoy the energy that the fans bring. I think it's a huge part of the game, huge part of camp, and it helps us get through the day. I'm always focused. I just look like this. I'm the same person. Well, I can't help it. I'm the same person at all. Even when I'm sick, I'm happy. I can't help it. I think I was, I don't know, I was reading something one time, and it's like, you know, your demeanor throughout the day when you wake up in the morning is your choice, you know. So I have the choice every morning whether to be, you know, I could be in a slump or I could be happy. I always just choose to be happy because it's so much easier. And when you smile, you don't wrinkle as fast. So I'm thinking about tomorrow, today. So when I'm 40, I'm going to have the same pretty face, you know. So I just like to be happy all the time. Even when I'm in meetings, I'm happy and smiling. It'll be like 10 o'clock at night and I'm still smiling. I think pressure only shows up when you're not prepared. Anytime you prepare, there's no such thing as pressure. So, I mean, preparation is the key. I try to prepare myself for anything that's possible on the field. Hey, guys. try to prepare myself for anything on the field at any time. So I think preparation is the biggest key, but also to keep it light, you know, because, you know, I can't say that I was about to curse, but things happen, you know. So, but you just got to react. And, you know, that's life, though. You fall down, you get back up. Same thing on the football field. You fall down, you get back up, you go to the next play. And you go through life and you look back at everything you've been through in life and you're always worrying about the times you stumbled instead of the times that you stepped over those obstacles. Then you'll struggle every single day. Yeah, I can't help it. I'm like the Dos Equis, man. The guy, you know, he walks around, you know, things like that, you know. So I can see myself. I'm up there. You got some guys that are pretty interesting, but they're not that interesting. So it's been fun.
Who's contending?
B. Marsh is pretty interesting. Peppers is because he really doesn't say anything. So he got like the mysterious thing going on. You know, you kind of look at him. He sit at the table. He just kind of give you one word answers in like a 30-minute conversation. And there's a lot of fun guys on this team. Long is pretty interesting. In fact, he's a 28-year-old rookie. It's like the Chris Winkie of offensive linemen.